Local officials say at least 200 people were killed and dozens of others wounded during weekend clashes between Arab nomads and local farmers in Krenik locality of West Darfur State. In an emergency meeting yesterday in Khartoum, chaired by Sudan's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the Sudanese Security and Defense Council commended the measures taken by the West Darfur State Security Committee, regular forces, and security services to prevent further bloodshed. Speaking to reporters shortly after the meeting, Sudanese Defense Minister Yassin Ibrahim Yassin said the council sent more troops to Darfur to intensify patrols and combat thefts and prevent further intercommunal violence. In collaboration with the state authorities, Ibrahim says the troops will be responsible for maintaining law and order and secure easy access for humanitarian agencies to provide aid to people in need.
The council decided to strengthen the security presence in West Darfur by deploying more troops to separate the parties involved in the conflict and contain the situation. Secondly, the council resolved to speed up the implementation of the security arrangements as part of the Juba peace agreement.
Locals in Krenik say the fighting broke out on Friday following the discovery on April 21st the bodies of two nomads near Hesheba village, about 1 kilometer west of Krenik town. The fighting spread to the capital Al-Janena and continued through last night. Ibrahim says the council supports efforts to preserve the social fabric and directed national agencies and organizations to provide humanitarian aid.
We urge the Sudanese people to play their role in realizing the principle of security as a collective responsibility and preserving social relations from fragmentation in light of the exceptional circumstances the country is going through. The Council stressed that peace is a basic requirement to achieve development and prosperity and cultivate livelihoods.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone from Al-Janena town this morning, resident Abdul Mahmoud Murtada said the security situation is still tense, with heavy deployment of military Land Cruiser pickups patrolling the town. Murtada says citizens are still staying indoors.
Public institutions such as offices, banks and organizations are still closed. People are living in fear. And last night we didn't sleep because we expected that the militia would launch an attack on people while asleep.
Another resident, Abdullah Hussein, describes the security situation as unpredictable. Hussein says he fled his home in Al-Janina's Jebel neighborhood with his family of five and sought refuge downtown last night. He says thousands of families are suffering.
Citizens from the suburb areas have all moved downtown, including me and my family. We spent the night with some relatives. We could hear a lot of gunshots last night up to 3 a.m. We are still living in fear and cannot move out.
Will Carter, the Norwegian Refugee Council country director for Sudan, called on all parties to immediately de-escalate and restrain from further violence in a statement released yesterday. Carter said, quote, "Safe and free passage of fleeing civilians and access for humanitarian assistance must be urgently restored," end quote. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.